but Wall gets the rebound, throws it out to Thompson. Thompson with a three, and it's good. The place is electric in the first shutout. As Tobias tries to go with the dunk, he goes front, scores ahead of by number two, Colin Marshall.
Waiting for the field goal. That is gorgeous. You have got to be kidding me. He blocked it and caught it at the same time, and he's going to bring it to the house for another Franco's press touchdown.
It will do it! State Joe's Prep doing it on the state championship game for back-to-back years!
And St. Joe's Prep is headed to the palestra. For the first time in school history, the St. Joe's Prep hockey team are state champions.
What?
You're listening to WSJP, the voice of all things St. Joe's Prep.
John Liuzzi right here on WSJP, Student Broadcasting Club Radio. Today's show is surely and mostly dedicated to baseball's best team in the entire league, the Philadelphia Phillies, as it is our second annual Phillies Breakdown show here on the Hot Stove. And I'm going to bring in my right-hand man for today's show, Pease. We have a great show. We got breaking news right here on MLB Hot Stove Live Season 2. And we'll get into that in a little bit, but Pease, welcome back.
Yeah, John, I'm very excited to be back on the stove and dedicate some time to the Phillies and get into some pretty breaking news.
Yeah, that breaking news is the Philadelphia Phillies has signed MLB All-Star outfielder Bryce Harper this afternoon. And Pease, I don't know about you, but this is the guy that I wanted the entire year. I know you were against Harper coming here. You were a Manny Machado guy from the beginning of the offseason, but the Phillies finally got their guy, and we'll get into the details in a little bit. But what a big signing for the Phillies, a team that has done a lot of rebuilding in the past offseason. They got JT Realmuto, Gene Segura to play shortstop. They got Andrew McCutchen to play the outfield. They brought in a couple of relievers. They get Harper, and now they might even get Keuchel. There's a lot still left in the offseason for the Fighters.
Yeah, John, just a huge signing today with Bryce Harper. Oh, my God. 13 years, too. Not 10. 13 years, $330, $24.5 million average annual value. So the biggest free agent contract in American sports.
I'm going to step in there. It is a 13-year deal worth $330 million. And Jeff Passan, a beat writer for Major League Baseball, from ESPN, says that the contract itself does not include any opt-out clauses. So it was earlier in the week, it was that Harper was debating on it. He wanted to have that three-year opt-out right after the third year on the contract, similar to what Nolan Arenado got with his arbitration and the extension deadline, extension out there in Colorado. But there is no opt-out in this contract for Bryce Harper and the Phillies.
Well, John, I actually just saw a different tweet from another source saying Harper did get his opt-out, but there's so many reports going on, who knows? All I know is that Bryce Harper – actually, Ken Rosenthal, the man himself, said no. So, John, Bryce Harper is going to be a Philly for 13 years. I will be 29.
I am so happy that Bryce Harper is here in a Phillies uniform. This is a guy that when we started the Hot Stove on season two back in December, this was my big free agent signing to come here to the Phillies. Manny Machado might have been a good fit for the Phillies, but I think Bryce Harper was the better fit this offseason. Matt Klintak, John Middleton, Andy McPhail, and Gabe Kapler get their guy to play right field in Philadelphia for the next 13 years. And then the reports came out again. If you're just joining us here on MLB Hot Stove Live, episode 5 of season 2, the Phillies edition, Bryce Harper has signed a 13-year contract with the Philadelphia Phillies worth $330 million. There are still a couple stuff in the works of coming out of opt-outs and all that kind of stuff that the teams have to sign in. Expect a big press conference in Clearwater, maybe later this afternoon, possibly early tomorrow morning before the Phillies have their spring training game down there against the O's.
I definitely wouldn't expect it to be today just because, you know, he's still out in Vegas right now, so he's going to take some time to get ready to go and pack up maybe tomorrow or maybe Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon, I would say. Some timetable probably before Saturday afternoon will be the press conference. And, John, Bryce Harper is going to be in Philly for 13 years, no opt-outs. I'm ready to order my jersey.
I'm about to order my jersey. Around Christmas time, I received a Villanova sweatshirt. And despite me not going to Villanova next year for college, I just decided at Christmas to return that shirt to Rally House so I can get a Bryce Harper shirt. And, Pease, you better believe it. When those go on the rails, I'll be at that Rally House in the Morristown, New Jersey, at the Eastgate Center, and I'm going to be getting myself a Bryce Harper jersey, sweatshirt, shirt, whatever. I'm getting Bryce Harper gear. He's a Philadelphia Philly. This is a great day for the city of Philadelphia.
John, and I'm sorry to throw a little shade at your boy Angelo Cataldi, but his reports about the opt-out ever being a thing are completely 100% false, as Ken Rosenthal just tweeted, quote-unquote, no opt-outs, Harper didn't want one. So, John, Bryce Harper is going to be in Philadelphia.
That's big that there's no opt-out. And we weren't sure in the past couple of days if that opt-out would have been a big factor into the decision for Bryce Harper to sign. Scott Boras waited as long as he could have to get the contract that his client wanted. What a signing for the Philadelphia Phillies. This, to me, Pease, puts them on top of the NL East.
John, I mean, without a doubt, the Phillies are going to come into this season beyond first place, beyond first place candidates. And, John, they're going to come in there with all the momentum. Everyone, if you're listening, go check out at Trust the Prospects on Instagram. They've got all the details for that signing. Been calling it for a while. Go like that picture and comment, because that edit was made all the way back in November of 2018 that Bryce Harper signed. Graphic was made. So, I mean, I guess you could say Trust the Prospects has been ready for it.
Please, can you just hear me on this mic?
No.
All right, let's bring it back onto the phones. I'm having some technical difficulty problems with a headset here in studio. But, Pease, you go back to bringing Bryce Harper. There any couple of updates?
Yeah, another tweet from Todd Zalecki right now. The Harper contract, Harper will receive a full no-trade clause throughout all 13 years. So that's another thing. Bryce Harper's going nowhere, John, for the next 13 years. I will be 29 years old when I go into watching Bryce Harper in his final season.
I'm about to go buy my tickets for the season.
39.
For the season, I'm about to buy my tickets to go see Bryce Harper in a Phillies uniform. And you better believe it, Pease, on opening day against the Braves down there in South Philly, when Bryce Harper's name is said by public address announcer Dan Baker, that stadium was going to go off.
Yeah, John, and I think for Bryce Harper, you know, obviously I think this whole opt-out thing yesterday was another scare created by Scott Boras to, you know, just let the Phillies know that put them under the pressure. And I think for Boras, the way he watched Philadelphia react today with everyone hating on Harper and saying they didn't want him anymore, I think that might have been a little candidate in it too, pressuring Bryce to sign now. And finally, the free agency is really over for the big guys, and now your Dallas Keuchels can sign, who – could also be a Philadelphia Philly.
True Scott Boris, guys, signing here this offseason with the Phillies. You add Dallas Keuchel potentially to this rotation, and now you have Bryce Harper, who has signed a 13-year deal worth $330 million. He is now the 14th highest player in Major League history to get a contract that is worth on an average salary per year of $25.4 million. Bryce Harper is a Philly, and he's going to be here for a long time. And knock on wood, the Phillies are going to make a lot of noise in the league this year, and we could see them in that fall classic.
John, and I'm really surprised, honestly, that he took this over 13 years and not 10. I did not see that coming one bit, especially because, I mean, talk about the average annual value. He's not even close to that record anymore. But in terms of years, he matches Stanton's 13, and he shatters the record for total value for any signing or extension in American League sports. And then he shatters the free agent record, which was at $300 million. So every record is his. So it's exactly what Scott Boras wanted.
Yeah, it certainly is. And like you said, we thought the highest this contract was going to go was 10 years. 10 years worth $350. That's what I thought it would take him to come to Philadelphia. He gets 13. He stomps on top of Manny Machado, who got that 10-year deal worth $300 million to the Padres just a couple weeks ago. Bryce Harper is a Philly. You heard that right here on MLB Hot Stove Live. And, Pete, I can't imagine what the Philadelphia sports radio networks are doing. WIP, the Fanatic, I can't imagine what they're saying right now. Hot Stove Don Marchetti, who's going to be on the trivia contest later this afternoon. We are ecstatic. Bryce Harper is a Philadelphia Philly. And we're going to take a quick time out here on MLB Hot Stove Live. When we come back, you better be here because we have a lot to talk about for the 2019 Philadelphia Phillies. Bryce Harper has signed with the Phillies 13 years worth $330 million. No opt-out. Philadelphia, Bryce Harper is a Philly. We'll be back after this quick commercial break.
Come on.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to MLB Hot Stove Live, Episode 5 of Season 2. This is now the Bryce Harper Show here on the Hot Stove alongside John Pease. I'm John Liuzzi, and you just heard it. Bryce Harper has signed a 13-year deal with the Philadelphia Phillies worth $330 million. No opt-out, a part of the contract as of right now. If that is, as the developments continue happening, as Ken Rosenthal and all the beat writers in the league are tweeting out the details of this report, we will bring it right here on the Hot Stove. But right now, we're going to head up Broad Street to St. Joe's Prep Assistant Baseball Head Coach Jim Sinsman. Sinsy, first off, welcome to the show. It's a great honor to have you on here. But I know between all of our conversations, Bryce Harper was our guy. We wanted him to be in a Phillies uniform, and we finally got him.
Absolutely, John. It's so awesome to be able to finally say Bryce Harper is a Philadelphia Philly. I know we've all been waiting so long for this. It's just awesome to see how far the team's progressed over this offseason, and the future is so very bright right now.
It certainly is a lot of bright. You add Bryce Harper to a phenomenal offseason. What the Phillies have done, they've got JT Realmuto to play catcher, you got Gene Segura to play shortstop, Andrew McCutchen to play left field. Now you got Bryce Harper to play right field, a couple of relievers, and the offseason, and Pease, you can say this too, the offseason is not done for the Phillies. They can get Dallas Keuchel within the next couple of days.
Yeah, John, and I mean, I don't know how likely that is, but adding Dallas Keuchel would only make this team, I would say adding Dallas Keuchel would turn this team from the NL East favorite to the NL favorite in general. So Bryce Harper already a huge signing. And if they can add Dallas Keuchel to the front of that rotation, who's going to beat them in the playoffs going Aaron Nola, Dallas Keuchel, Jake Arrieta as your 1-2-3? This team could be deadly, and I could see them going to the World Series.
I certainly can, too. And Pete Stins, you got to think of going to the World Series also. And I know we're going to be heading down to Florida in the next week or so with the baseball team for our spring training trip. The Phillies don't play in Orlando, but certainly the buzz down in Clearwater and around Florida will be something that we're going to be certainly breathing in and taking in.
Yeah, John.
Oh, my God, Bryson.
Stins, you still there, buddy?
Yes, I'm still here, John.
All right. What about getting Keuchel here now to the rotation?
I definitely think adding Keuchel would be awesome. I think it'll be interesting to see how the Phillies go about handling the rest of this. I would hope that as they progress throughout this offseason that they're going to take a look at Keuchel now. But I think the next coming days are going to be a real testament to what they're exactly going to do. I mean, as we heard with Bryce and Manny Machado, all the rumors that went around, I'm sure there's going to be rumors going around, but I think we all just have to sit back, relax, and wait and see. I know for a lot of us, we were completely out of this and didn't expect Bryce to be a Philly today. And boom, magic happened.
Yeah, I certainly didn't think today was the day. And I'm going to be completely honest here, guys. I didn't think Bryce Harper might have ended up in a Phillies uniform because of the reports of the opt-out. But there is no opt-out in this contract. 13 years worth $350. He'll be averaging about $25.4 million a year. What a great day it is to be a Phillies fan, guys. All right, thank you so much for joining us, Stans. Now we're going to head out a little Midwest into a little bit of a colder front. We're going to bring in former WSJP co-president and extraordinaire Dan Abington. Dan, first off, what a day for the Phillies.
Oh, John, I know. It is a fantastic day for all Phillies fans. Adding Bryce Harper to this already phenomenal offseason is just incredible. It's pretty much everything we've been waiting for. I know that you're super excited. All of WSJP is excited, and all of Philadelphia has a reason to be excited right now.
They certainly is. And, Dan, I know when we're going to go look at the season, when Bryce Harper – heads to Milwaukee. I know you're definitely going to be at Miller's Park watching that game.
Oh, you can guarantee that one. Seeing Harper tee off against one of the Brewers pitchers would be an absolute dream for me. I've already been bragging to all my friends out here that the Phillies are gunning for the World Series.
That's a great feeling and great prediction for this 2019 Phillies team. But we're going to head right across.
Yo, Dan, what's up? It's your brother.
What's up?
I know you said we're like bragging about like your friends are Cubs fans and the Cubs are gonna make it far and then the Brewers they're making the World Series this year, and then they have Christian Yelich, so I think they can really just kind of walk over us when it comes to outfielders. That's just me, but I don't think the Phillies are the best team in the NL, in my opinion. I think those Brewers are their best team, and you know that better than I do. But we've been to a game together, and Christian Yelich just went off.
I mean Yelich he's a tank as well, but I take Bryce Harper over anybody on the Brewers roster right now. I'll be honest with you, Thomas. I know you're not big.
Bryce Harper is the real deal, and somebody that we're not going to be afraid of seeing and tired of seeing in a Phillies uniform in the next 13 years.
Every day that he's on the field, I'll be pinching myself that the Phillies finally have a superstar again. I've been waiting for this for a little while now. I mean, the Phillies haven't had a superstar in a couple years now. So adding him and then maybe adding Mike Trout a couple years later, who knows? But this is a lethal Phillies roster now with Segura at short. They have Realmuto catching. I mean, they extended Nola, signed Robertson. This is a team that really packs a punch in multiple areas, and I think that Harper is the missing piece that I think could put them over the top this year, even though there are a lot of great teams in the NL.
Yeah, I do think so. That same for all those reasons, Dan. I think this puts the Phillies in the favorite as the favorite for the NL East. Certainly me, I think this just the Phillies team right now on this field is more talented because of this signing, and I think they're more talented than the Atlanta Braves, this team that the Phillies have been competing this entire offseason with and in last year.
Yeah, I mean, the Braves are really the only other team in the NL East that are going to give the Phillies anything of a challenge, but I don't know. I don't think that you can – there's no hole in a lineup that has guys like Harper and Realmuto and Segura throughout it, in addition to all the young talent that the Phillies have, and that's not even talking about Rhys Hoskins, who's one of the best power hitters in the league. So I think that the Braves are going to provide a lot of a challenge, but I think the Phillies are up to it, to be honest with you.
And Ronald Acuna Jr. And they got Ozzie Albies. He's going to bounce back. All right, you're saying Bryce Harper is better than Freddie Freeman?
Yes. Freddie Freeman, yes.
I mean,
Dan?
I'm not necessarily saying that, but I think that the Phillies' overall talent right now is more than the Braves. I think that the combination of the guys that the Phillies have added, in addition to the players that are still being developed that have gone through an entire offseason regimen to come back stronger than ever, I think that the Phillies just have more weapons as a whole, and I think the Braves are going to be a really good team. I'm not saying that I don't think they'll make the playoffs. I think they should be a wild card team, but I think the Phillies – are at least in contention for the NL East, if not the favorite.
I think they're the favorite of this entire thing, Dan, for the NL East, for all the reasons that you said. And to go to Thomas, I think right now to have the Phillies, because of the amount of veterans they have on this team, it makes them better than – we saw last year, yes, the Braves are a talented team, but there's a lot of young guys on that team. For the reason of that, I think the Phillies have more talent and have a better chance of winning the NL East right now because of the signing.
The Phillies have a lot of talent. Like I'm a huge fan of Realmuto and Gene Segura, but I think that the Phillies had an opportunity to get even better than they would be with Bryce Harper, and then they let that slip. Because they did not offer Manny Machado $300 million when they spent $330 million to get Bryce Harper. Like, I'm happy we have Bryce Harper,
But I don't think he's not made out to what all these Philly fans are just like they think that their jaw drops when they're like, oh, Bryce Harper, and he's been like consistently like okay, but he's not this superstar in my opinion for 13 years. Who and he's not leaving because he has that no trade clause and he has that $330 million contract, so he's not going anywhere. And so, what after he turns 32, so for five of these years, he's literally five of these years, and they have eight more years where he's going to be terrible. It's going to be like the Bobby Bonilla and the New York Mets. We're going to have to keep paying him for doing nothing. So, but
well,
yeah, I just think
Thomas, I think I need to talk about how I don't think the Phillies were going to get Machado in the first place. Because, I mean, to begin with, he signed with the Padres. Who would ever
preach,
turn up the
Dan,
chance
preach.
To play in San Diego? Because not only are they some of the most loyal fans, but he's going to be in gorgeous weather for the next however many years, earning almost $30 million a year. So I don't think the Phillies had much of a chance at him, especially when the White Sox were also in the mix. They had some personal ties to Machado. So I think the Phillies did exactly what they knew that they could. They knew that they had a better opportunity at getting Harper. They didn't think they were going to get Machado. And I think the thing is, they already had Segura to play short. And they have Michael Franco at
third. He wanted to play short. He wanted to play short. I know.
Gene Segura would have played shortstop no matter what. Manny Machado.
He's playing third base. That's what I'm saying. Playing,
all right,
and
all right.
Franco is already there.
Michael Franco is the starting third baseman. Manny Machado did not deserve to be here. Dan, absolutely wonderful points that you're saying here.
Yeah, I think made the best possible move with Harper. I don't think they had a chance at Machado, and I don't know. I think this is what's right for the organization.
Yeah, Dan, I just think that the improvement from Manny Machado to from Michael Franco to Manny Machado is just, I think it's just such a bigger improvement than going from Nick Williams, who I think has the potential to be a multi-time All-Star. I think if Phillies didn't sign Bryce, I think in 2 years Nick Williams is going to be one of the top right fielders in baseball. And I think if he gets enough at bats, this guy can bat .295. But I know we're gonna have to trade him away because I know he can play center field, but he's not going to be our center fielder because Gabe Kapler just has this weird attraction to Odubel Herrera. So,
all right, before you talk about who's starting center field, I think now this signing, and I'm going to bring in Ricky and Simon now into the show. Welcome, guys. But like, you bring in signing for Bryce Harper, it allows Matt Klintak to use Odubel Herrera for basically trade bait to try to get a starting pitcher if they cannot sign Dallas Keuchel. That moves Tab Nick Williams into that starting center spot for the Phillies in come March 28th.
Yeah, I like.
The corner outfielder, but I think we should have had him in the right field, and we can't put Bryce in center field. Oh God, no. We can, if we want to put him in center field, we're asking for every single run that goes to center field. We're asking for just a run to just come in if there's a runner on base because Bryce Harper, we know he's a bad defender, but I hope he can, for being that really bad defender, he's been like decent his whole career. Just last season was just atrociously terrible. One of the worst defensive right fielder in baseball with a negative 26 defensive run saved. But to be fair, Nick Williams isn't much better at negative 11. So like, but I think if he can really, I'll be happy if he can maybe cut those down, maybe negative 13. Like that's terrible by itself. But if he can maybe bat, if he bats 285 and gets me 35 homers and 110 RBIs to go along with Rhys Hoskins, who also can hit up to 30 home runs and hit 100 RBIs, I think that's pretty lethal. But there's no guarantee that he's going to do that.
Before we bring in Ricky and Simon for their thoughts, if you're just tuning into the show right now, the Philadelphia Phillies has signed all-star right fielder Bryce Harper to a 13-year deal worth $330 million. Right now, there is no opt-out in that contract there. Full 13 years, no trade clause in the contract for Bryce Harper. We're going to head out to Arizona right now. Simon Williams, Uncle Sime, you're out in Arizona. It must be going happy out there. What are your thoughts on this trade for the Phillies?
This was the absolute best move the Phillies could have made this offseason. When a once-in-a-generation type talent like Bryce Harper comes into your hands, you cannot fumble this move. And while the Phillies have had a really successful offseason signing infield and pitching, which has been a certain area of need, as well as getting a veteran outfielder in Andrew McCutchen, one of the clubhouse guys in baseball, you know, a former MVP, an all-star, a perennial talent in his sort. They really did great things in the offseason. Now they added on to that, which could be the best type of icing on the cake possible. And you sign a top 10 player in baseball, an offensive talent, and a player that will radically change the face of this organization forever. He's that type of talent and that type of name. Now, the only thing that could top that is if they get Mike Trout in 2 years. That's what the pieces that we're playing with here. So everything is working out for the Phillies. I'm ecstatic. I'm so excited. I don't care about the money. I don't care about the years. We have a great outfield. The Phillies are the favorites of the NL East. I can't complain.
I can't complain either. And you said a lot of good points there, Simon. And to go back to that Andrew McCutchen thing, when we had the first episode of season two right here on the stove, the reason I liked that trade was because of what you said with the clubhouse guy. They needed a clubhouse guy to come into that clubhouse, which was rather young last year. And now you add McCutchen as a veteran guy to help mold these young guys to build the talent that they already had prior to Bryce Harper getting to becoming a Philly. Now he's a Philly. The talent level of this team just goes over the roof. It's just great for that.
Yeah, I don't see McCutchen in any way playing a negative.
Yeah, Simon, you know, I completely agree with you. You know, if we get Bryce Harper, it's over. Like, we're going to win, you know, 11 World Series and it's over, you know. I can't wait to be 31 years old and watch Bryce Harper play in his last season. It's just going to be ridiculous.
Is that shade on Bryce Harper?
No. Just fast.
Okay.
You know?
I didn't know if there's a little bit of shade there. But really, when he's going to be 38 years old, that's perfectly fine. You see the Phillies sign players all the time towards the ends of their careers. You know that the four aces lineup that the Phillies had, throw Joe Blanton in there. We had a full deck of five starters there in that era of Phillies baseball, that excellent 5 years of division titles and a World Series crown. Our pitchers were over the age of 35. Cole Hamels was the only exception. So you're looking at veteran talent being the marquee figures on this team. It's no surprise.
Yeah, I think that's a great point there, Simon. And now we're going to bring in Pease, my co-host, back into this. And then we'll get to Ricky's comments. But Simon, it's been a pleasure having you back on the stove. It's great to hear your voice out there in Arizona, buddy.
John, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate you. Always love listening in. Keep doing great work with WSJP.
We appreciate that, Simon. That's Simon Williams, former club president here in WSJP. You can listen into his show on out in Arizona at ASU, bottom of the sixth on Tuesdays at 6:30 on Blazer Radio. But now, Pease, we're going to bring it back into us, and then we're going to send it out to Mount Laurel, New Jersey, the greatest town in the entire
– That's just false. I didn't hear Lafayette Hill.
What? Lafayette Hill? Are you talking about Mount Laurel? This could be the potential home of new Phillies player Bryce Harper. You
know, well, John –
He's not coming to Blue Bell, Matera. Hold on,
well, John,
Matera. First off –
Harper's moving in two houses down from me. I'll be very excited to meet my neighbor.
I think I got a text from my mom saying the house in my development was just sold, so Bryce Harper might be mine. He's not coming to Drexel Hill there, Ricchetti. All right, Sweeney, your sister's phenomenal at basketball, but what you just said about him going to Havertown is just so false.
He's going to be in the nice neighborhood in Southville, like the really nice neighborhood.
All right, he's coming to Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Ricky Weep, Big Rick, he's going to be our neighbor come tomorrow.
Well, John, I don't know if you saw the picture from Zach Carr's Twitter of me and Bryce.
I did see that.
Block party, I think we're going to have planned soon. But
I think we're going to have a big block party, maybe at Laurel Lakers. I think Laurel Lakers might be a perfect spot. He can put on a home run derby there at the Babe Ruth Field. I think, man, big block party happening in Mount Laurel this weekend for sure.
Yeah, John, but let me just say, I drove home the entire 40 minutes from the prep to Mount Laurel with the biggest smile on my face when I saw that tweet from John Heyman.
Yeah, it was certainly a great thing when the tweet came out. We were 5 minutes away from going live when the tweet came out here. We're sitting in 104 right now, and everybody in the entire halls here was just going absolutely ecstatic knowing that the Phillies have signed the big ticket guy that they've wanted the entire season.
Yeah, John, and
yeah,
the entire city of Philadelphia was getting really down, especially yesterday in the morning on Angelo Cataldi's morning show. The guy who released that Bryce Harper's deal was coming down to a third-year opt-out, completely and utterly false, had people going all over. So for Philadelphia, I think it's time to take back all those harsh words that were said about him this morning and yesterday afternoon.
I can't imagine what tomorrow's Angelo Cataldi show will be on 94.1. I certainly will have that right on while in the drive to the prep tomorrow morning. It's going to be a great show. And they're actually at spring training. So they're down there in Clearwater. It is going to be a great thing. And we're going to go back to Ricky on this. But, Rick, what are your thoughts of this trade, of this signing, rather, as this just puts the Phillies on top in the NL East?
Well, I know that one of the things of main concern with Phillies fans was, did Harper really want to be here if he didn't accept the offer initially or waited this long? But I think signing 13 years is a pretty big commitment to make right there. And I think it's great. It's a great sign for Phillies fans and the Phillies that he's committed to this organization, no opt-outs, no trade clause. Like, he's going to be playing in Citizens Bank Park for quite some time now. And another thing that I thought was interesting was, we'll get him until he's 38, 39, but there could be a designated hitter in the National League by that time. So even as he gets older, he might not even have to play the field, and the Phillies already have a solid hitter at the plate if that were to happen.
That's a great point, and we're not sure if Major League Baseball is going to add the designated hitter into the league, in the National League, that is, because it's already established in the AL. It was brought up a couple weeks ago at a meeting between the Major League Baseball Association along with the Players Association. We'll have to see how those two associations come to an agreement on that. But that's a great point there. It'll be
they have plenty of time.
They've got a lot of time.
13 years.
John, it's just still going back to it. What I love the most has just been all the concern whether or not Harper is willing to play in Philadelphia or not. And that for me, it's not. He didn't even get a 5-year opt-out clause. The absolutely no opt-outs for me just proves that really he does want to be here. And I think that's going to be really exciting for most Phillies fans. And John, especially on opening day now, I'm not expecting to see a single empty seat.
I don't think there's – I was trying to buy some opening day tickets in the past couple of days, and on the Phillies website, it says that opening day is already sold out.
Oh,
so, on the website, Phillies.com,
day,
it says there's no available tickets right now for opening day when the Phillies take on the Braves. But I just saw a tweet in a couple minutes or so that – the first trip the Philadelphia Phillies will be taking down to Bryce Harper's former home, Washington, D.C., to take on the Nationals will be April 2nd. So that is the first trip that Harper will face his his former team. It's very early in the season. One of the home game series that they will be, yeah, it'll be the third series they're tapped. But one of the home game series that the Nationals will be playing in Philadelphia will be the weekend of May 3rd. And, you know, Pease, when that comes, it's going to be really loud and no matter what on both sides, down in D.C., back up in here at Philly, and in opening day.
Well, John, interestingly enough, on April 3rd, I'm scheduled for a college visit at the University of Virginia, so I'm thinking leave a day early and make a pit stop at Nationals Park to see Bryce Harper there, and while all the Nationals fans are booing him, I'm just going to look at them and laugh.
And you're going to laugh wearing a Bryce Harper Philly
jersey. Absolutely. John, my Bryce Harper jersey will be ordered as soon as he confirms whether it will be number 34 or number 28.
Yeah, number 34, obviously the number that Roy Halladay, may God rest his soul, and the Hall of Famer there, he wore 34 while here in Philadelphia. 28 was his college number, Bryce Harper's college number. And you, if you look up Vince Velasquez on Twitter and on social media and all Google and all that piece, he's now number 21. So this was kind of a foreshadow of what the Phillies were trying to do. But we're going to head back to Mount Laurel where Ricky Weeps has a question for us. Big Rick, take it away.
Well, before I ask my question, I just want to say I'm looking forward to those Bryce Harper hashtag ring it tweets from Johnny L. And,
oh, you better believe it.
Off,
you better believe it.
And before I hop off, I just have one more question for everybody. When's Bryce Harper
yes,
bobblehead
sir.
Day?
When is Bryce Harper bobblehead day?
I'm guessing it's
going to
be soon.
Whenever it happens, I am going to be there in Citizens Bank Park getting a Bryce Harper bobblehead.
Well, I'm not actually as much as a bobblehead guy myself, but I could definitely add it to the shelf. It's a little crowded right now, so I'd have to work some things around, but I think Bryce Harper could fit in there, but it's also going to be a struggle because, you know, the Chase Utley bobblehead coming out later in the year, and there's a lot. I'm going to have to do some reworking on the shelf. I'm very excited. Jimmy Rollins ring on May 4th.
Yeah, May the 4th. I might be at that game there down in Citizens Bank Park on Jimmy Rollins tribute day. But, Rick, and Pease, imagine a Bryce Harper bobblehead in the Phillies retro blue jersey. That would be a great bobblehead if I was the Phillies marketing team right now to come up with that.
That's just going to be a great sight to see, John, when the Phillies do wear their retro jerseys and there's going to be in them. That's really what I'm looking forward to, watching them play baseball
and,
in that.
And not to go back to it, but for the past couple of weeks and so, ever since the edit of the retro jerseys were made of Bryce Harper in a Phillies uniform, it's been my wallpaper. And I can tell you, it is a great thing.
And
what?
Only thing you send in the group chat.
Yeah, but it's something that I was looking forward to, and now it's definitely going to happen. So on those Thursdays when the Phillies wear the jerseys, Bryce Harper wearing the retros.
Do that?
Yeah, they're still wearing it. Yeah, every Thursday, every home game.
But it only started last year.
Yeah, they're going to be wearing it on Thursdays. But when the Bryce Harper wears that jersey, it's going to be a great sight to see down there in South Philly.
Alternate. I think the blue one should be the away ones. Whenever if we're away, I think we should wear the blues, and then I think we should wear the reds when we're home.
Hey Dan, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts of Bryce Harper in the retro jersey for the Phillies?
John, that would be one of the prettiest sights I've ever seen. I don't think that
we might just have to go to a game together this summer to see Bryce Harper in a Phillies retro jersey.
Oh, John, I thought that was a guarantee. I already thought we were going to see a Phillies game with Bryce together, but we're going
to
need to schedule it on retro night.
It's definitely going
to
be on retro day, I'm saying.
Oh yeah, and with all of your music taste, retro night fits you perfectly, John.
Oh, absolutely. Play some nice Billy Joel there, Uptown Girl, Piano Man, you name it. We didn't start the fire. The Phillies have started the fire here in the National League. They will win the National League East this upcoming season. Bryce Harper signing with the Phillies on a 13-year deal worth $330 million.
I just said it was just perfect. Yeah. Yeah. You know,
Guy still there?
I'm always here, John.
Oh, Dan, you know that, but certainly we will be down there in South Philly together. We'll get the gang back together for a Bryce Harper day at the Philly, at Citizens Bank Park in the retro uniform. Dan, we'll have you on later during the trivia show of episode 5. But thanks for all the insight you are putting towards this Bryce Harper signing. And Ricky, same to you.
Anytime, Johnny boy.
Thanks, John. Dan, great to hear your voice again.
You too, Ricky.
All right. So you have heard it right here. Bryce Harper is signing a 13-year deal worth $330 million with the Philadelphia Phillies. No opt-out, full no-trade clause here in Philadelphia. And we're going to take a quick break here on MLB Hot Stove Live, Episode 5, the Harper edition and the Phillies edition here on the stove of Season 2. We'll be back after this quick commercial break.
Ground ball up the middle, great play, Rollins, Dudley, the Philadelphia Phillies are the National League Division champions of the East for the second straight year on a brilliant play by Jimmy Rollins.
And a drive in the left field, that is well hit, Ryan Braun looks up, grand slam, home run for Victorino.
Afternoon. And Rollins drills one deep right field. That one is well hit, and that one is gone. Jimmy Rollins quiets the thunder sticks immediately. Kendall setting up inside. And Burrow launches one deep left field, and Pat Burrow, a three-run home run. Strike on Jason Wirth. And he launches one deep left center field. This one's got a chance to go, and it will go. Jason Wirth. And Burrow launches another one. This one's hit well. Braun is back, and goodbye, Pat Burrow. His second home run of the game.
If they win this game, they've got their rotation right the way they want it.
This could be it. Jimmy Rollins takes care of Kendall, and the Philadelphia Phillies are heading to the National League Championship Series. A date with the Dodgers is next. As
all-world changeup, and the lowest for the opponent's on-base percentage in the major league. For the San Diego Padres. Good change there to get him.
On the inside corner, strikeout number 6 for Hamels. Franchise history. Double play ball to Rollins. Good play, 6-4-3.
Former Phillies broadcaster saying high hopes, and that is exactly what us Phillies fans had this entire offseason. We had high hopes of Bryce Harper signing here with the Philadelphia Phillies, and Harper Lent, guys, is over. It lasted 118 days, Harper Lent, but it is over as Bryce Harper signed a 13-year deal worth $330 million. No opt-out, no full no-trade clause with the Philadelphia Phillies. Bryce Harper in Philadelphia playing for the Phillies 13 years. And Johnny Pease, it is not going to get tiring to see Harper in a Phillies uniform down in Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah, John. And the next thing I'd love to talk about is a little Bryce Harper stat prediction. God, I'm excited to see him play. I mean, playing at Citizens Bank Park, too, John, a really, especially left-handed, it's a left-handed hitter-oriented park, John. His numbers, they definitely should go up. And I think for Bryce Harper, I mean, you look at his stats, I mean, he's been kind of every other year he's hit for an average. So I think he could come around this year and maybe see a 270 average with a 400 on base. And maybe 40 home runs. So Bryce Harper is going to have a big year in Philadelphia.
Certainly is, and I'm also interested to see what the projected stats for this 2019 season. But, Pease, you also know what this signing means. It means Bryce Harper will be in a Phillies uniform on the cover of MLB The Show on PlayStation.
Yeah, John, and I've already got my MLB The Show 19 pre-ordered, so. Wait, what is Tav excited about?
Tav is just excited to see Bryce Harper on the front cover in a Phillies uniform, despite him not wanting Bryce Harper to be here in Philly. You wanted Manny Machado. You wanted Manny Machado.
I've already got MLB The Show 19 pre-ordered. No online franchise, though, again this year, so. We aren't going to be able to give the Phillies Manny Machado and Bryce Harper in our franchise, Tom. That's just unfortunately. I just don't know what kind of video game doesn't have an online franchise mode in 2019.
But anyways, Pete, you go back to this signing. What a big trade. And we've talked about it through the entire show so far with everybody. We got Jim Sinsman, assistant baseball coach here at the prep to call in, former club president Dan Abington, Simon Williams, Ricky called in from Matt Laurel. Hopefully next week when we have the hot stove, we'll have to see how the schedule shapes up for the baseball tryouts next week when we can have our own podcast here. But what about having Bryce Harper on the show? I know it's a long shot, but it was a long shot to sign him here in Philadelphia. It is happening. The city of Philadelphia, we got our guy. Bryce Harper, 13 years, $330 million with the Philadelphia Phillies. That is not going to get tiring at all.
Yeah, John, and think about it this way. On top of Bryce Harper, this offseason alone, three of the four Phillies position players that they brought in this past offseason were all-stars in 2018. So talk about adding talent that's ready right now. They're going to have three new players in their lineup ready, that are already an all-star as of last year. Two of those four players, former MVPs. So for the Philadelphia Phillies, they're adding a ton of talent. And for a team that was leading the division all the way up until August, right in it when they collapsed, you already take that team and you give them that year of experience, which is going to help every single one of them progress. And then you add four more former all-stars, three of them all-stars last year, into that lineup and an all-star into the bullpen. John, the Philadelphia Phillies are going to be dangerous in 2019.
They are, and they can only become more dangerous if they get the other Scott Boras client, Dallas Keuchel.
How many times do you think we're going to see a little Bryce Harper, Rhys Hoskins back-to-back?
I honestly think it's 10-plus. I think it could even be 15-plus. Bryce Harper, and now you add Rhys Hoskins as a 4-5, 3-4 kind of guy in the lineup, hitting back-to-back home runs. They're already buddies. They're already represented by the same agent, Scott Boras. Bryce Harper certainly coming to the Philadelphia Phillies. And, Pete, this also means he lived the dream that he's been wanting the past couple years while he was down in Washington to play with Philly's starting catcher, JT Realmuto.
Yeah, John, definitely. That could have been a huge part of the Phillies getting Harper, bringing him in the first place. Who knows? But talk about, you know, we're potentially ruining team chemistry. Well, Bryce Harper, as you said, best friends with JT Realmuto, best friends with Rhys Hoskins, and good friends with Jake Arrieta. So he's really going to mesh in pretty nicely, John. So for the Phillies, that's going to be – I mean, it's a really – this is a signing that's really going to help them win right now. And we're going to be seeing some more of those parties that Jake Arrieta brought to the team in the locker room in 2019.
The Philadelphia Phillies 25-man roster piece, the guys off of my head that are represented all by Scott Boras, Jake Arrieta, Rhys Hoskins. Now you also have Bryce Harper into it. I believe Boras represents Vince Velasquez also. So – and Nick Williams. So, this basically...
Rhys Hoskins.
I already said Rhys Hoskins, okay?
I can't wait to get to go through this process with Rhys Hoskins in a couple of years. That's going to be terrible, but let's not think about that.
They could do something similar to what they did with Aaron Nola this year.
John, Scott Boras doesn't sign extensions.
We never know.
No, Rhys Hoskins isn't going to sign an extension.
All right, but anyways, do you think having Boras clients here with the Phillies helped Harper in his decision-making? Jake Arrieta came out on WIP this morning talking about it, talking it as a Boras client who he himself held out until March 11th last year before he signed that three-year, $75 million contract with the Phillies. But do you think this helped Bryce Harper make his decision to come here to Philly?
Well, John, I mean, it could have. I mean, it could definitely have an impact just to be able to talk to a guy like, you know, Rhys Hoskins, Jake Arrieta, be in constant communications with them. But think about Scott Boras represents 67 Major League Baseball players, so they really are spread around. So I think every team, including the Giants and the Dodgers with their Scott Boras clients, I mean, I don't really think, plus with the level of agent Scott Boras is, I don't think that let him, you know, make a biased decision. I just think that some of the biggest factors were, you know, his friendship with Rhys Hoskins and JT Realmuto. I think that definitely would help sway him into Philadelphia. And at the end of the day, it's pretty hard to walk away from 13 years and $330 million.
It really is hard to walk away there. And I'm going to read off a projected Phillies starting lineup with projected stats for this upcoming season. Pete, we're going to go off with this, and we can say if we agree with it and all. We were going to give our projected starting lineups as this was going to be the Phillies breakdown show. We will postpone that entire show to next week, but as this is now the Harper show here on the Hot Stove. So I'm going to leading off will be outfielder Andrew McCutchen. Hold on. He's going to hit about 261 this year, it says. Gene Segura playing shortstop, 304. Bryce Harper hitting third. JT Realmuto playing catcher. Rhys Hoskins at first. Michael Franco at third, hitting sixth. Odubel Herrera hitting seventh. And Cesar Hernandez hitting eighth.
Well,
so,
John, that lineup projection is terrible.
That wasn't the one that Todd Zalecki tweeted out. There's something that I saw on We're gonna get. I'm gonna get Zalecki's right now.
Todd Zalecki would not tweet out an embarrassment like that. Great reporter, Todd Zalecki. I could tell as soon as you said that's well below his standards.
We better have a Phillies dress down day here tomorrow at the prep. I just loved this tweet that Ricky just put out. Ricky just tweeted out to the prep, and we'll have the greatest moderator of all, Baz, Mr. Abington. See that tweet from Ricky.
We better have
dress down day tomorrow.
We better.
Mr. Z, make the call. Make the call. Yeah.
We might have a parade down.
We could have off tomorrow for Opera Day. Why would we not have off tomorrow? Do we need to celebrate?
I certainly agree with that. That's a great point there, Pease. And now you talk about a Phillies lineup that is just absolutely stacked. And I'm trying to get up Todd Zalecki's projected lineup. He tweeted that out just a couple minutes ago. Here's the projected lineup that Zalecki put out. Leading off at second base, Cesar Hernandez. Hitting second, shortstop Gene Segura. Hitting third, right fielder Bryce Harper, then Rhys Hoskins. Hitting fifth, hitting fifth, JT Realmuto. Hitting behind JT, left fielder Andrew McCutchen. Odubel Herrera hitting seventh, and Michael Franco rounding out at the eighth spot. I think that is a great lineup for Matt Klintak to use this entire year.
Yeah, John, the Philadelphia Phillies are going to have so much depth in that lineup, as you said. I like Michael Franco in the eight hole. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he somehow got moved at some point in the season, but the Padres obviously was his potential suitor, and now they don't need him anymore. So I don't know where they'd move him to, but, John, the Philadelphia Phillies they're going to be a force to be reckoned with in the National League, and they're going to be going up head-to-head in the playoffs. I think all they need is to add another starting pitcher via Dallas Keuchel or at the trade deadline, say the Giants aren't doing well, maybe get Madison Bumgarner. If they can add one more starting pitcher, this team is going to be ready to make a World Series run.
Can we please have a moment of silence for the San Francisco Giants organization? Thank you.
Now all we need from that organization is to give us Madison Bumgarner.
And I honestly think that is, that could happen there, Pete, if the Giants continue having the season of declining as they've had the past couple years or so.
And for the Giants, I don't think it would have made sense, honestly, for them to sign Bryce Harper just because you look at the age of the team, you look at the contracts they already have. You know, this is a team that's not going to be – this is not built to win long-term. So giving Harper 13 years, I don't – wouldn't have seen that working out well for them to begin with. So I think for Bryce Harper, it was down to the Dodgers or the Phillies. And overall for him, I'm glad he chose the Phillies.
Yeah, I'm certainly glad, too, that he signed here with the Phillies. And now you add Bryce Harper to this Philadelphia Phillies team who did a lot of off-season rebuild. They brought in – David Robertson. They brought in Gene Segura to play shortstop. They brought in JT Realmuto to play catcher. They traded away their starting, their number one prospect, Sixto Sanchez, for JT. And they also brought in Andrew McCutchen to play the outfield. Now they bring in the big ticket price, Bryce Harper, in hopes that this Boris client signing will lead to another client of Scott Boris, Dallas Keuchel, hopefully in the next couple of days or so. This also should speed up the remaining free agents who are still out on the market.
Yeah, John, and what I've just been thinking about right now is hearing Dan Baker's voice announcing Bryce Harper, his very first at-bat. I can't even imagine the rounds of applause he's going to get. And for the Philadelphia Phillies, this opening day lineup, I mean, I think back to 2015 when Cedric Hunter was my starting right fielder. And then I look at 2019 when it's Bryce Harper. The Phillies have gone from the darkest days to being in full-on win-now mode. So I think that I really strongly think that this team could potentially be a World Series winner with the acquisition of one more starting pitcher.
I think that's a great point there, Pete. That's a great take. They are one step away from getting even more dangerous. They already got a lot more dangerous just in the past hour or so, as Bryce Harper has signed a 13-year deal worth $330 million with the Philadelphia Phillies, a full no-trade clause, a full no-opt-out in that trade there. And John Pease, you got an update, I'm guessing.
Yeah, John. Oh, well, I have an update on some odds out from Las Vegas, John. The Phillies World Series odds after adding Bryce Harper from 12-1 to 8-1, and the NL pennant from 7-1 to 4-1. So they are really and the NL East winning is now some 2-1 odds. So actually, it went from 2-1 to 5-4 odds. So out in Vegas, they know their star Bryce Harper is going to make a difference here, and they're picking him to do big things for the Phillies.
And they really are. And I think this just, as we alluded before, you announcing the odds, the Phillies are a team that's going to be making a long run for the next 13 years.
Yeah, what? Definitely, John. I don't know about the whole 13 years, but for the large majority of Bryce Harper's contract, this team is going to be able to win. And they've got Aaron Nola locked up for 5 more years. They've got Rhys Hoskins under team control for a couple more, Realmuto for 2 more. And if they can just get these guys on longer-term deals, they can really extend that window to compete for a long time and hopefully bring back Philadelphia Phillies another World Series championship.
And Phillies principal owner, the guy who writes all the checks, John Middleton, came out early this offseason that they were willing to spend stupid money, and that he came. There were a couple things coming out this week saying that comment was going to hurt them if they did not sign Bryce Harper. But that comment did come in their favor. They have spent $330 million on outfielder Bryce Harper. He is heading to Clearwater as we speak, probably in that Middleton private plane.
Yeah, John, Bryce Harper, I hope he can get out on that plane tonight maybe and get his way to Clearwater, Florida as soon as he can. I know I've got a source down in Clearwater that will be sending me all kinds of pictures of him as soon as he arrives. So if you want to see those, I mean, check out at Trust the Prospects on Instagram. You'd have to be crazy to not follow them. So I'm definitely excited for those.
Now, tomorrow down in Clearwater at Spectrum Field, the Phillies host the Pittsburgh Pirates at 105. If I was the Phillies, Pete, I would debut my new outfielder tomorrow in Clearwater. This plane of John Middleton's, that is probably flying back from Las Vegas right now. Probably went out a little bit earlier today as they thought they were getting closer. What?
Is he in Vegas today?
Bryce Harper's in Vegas, yeah.
No, is John Middleton. in Vegas.
He's not in Vegas anymore, but I'm saying that his plane probably got sent out to Vegas to bring Harper down tonight because they host a spring training game tomorrow afternoon in Clearwater.
Well, John, I wouldn't expect – Bryce Harper's probably not going to be playing tomorrow afternoon, but, I mean, maybe the press conference tomorrow night, I would say, would be the earliest we'd see him, and then he's going to go through some drills, I'd imagine, before he gets out on the field for the Phillies. So, I mean, he's going to be hopefully in Clearwater by Saturday night at the latest, and then maybe getting in some in-game action as soon as next week would be my guess, unless you have.
And the next home spring training game is tomorrow against the Pirates at 105, and the Phillies don't have another home game until March 5th. So the entire weekend along with Monday, they will not be playing in Clearwater. I would think they would get with the game tomorrow in Clearwater down there, it's going to be a sold-out crowd because of this. The stadium's also small, so it doesn't hold a lot of guys, a lot of fans, like up here in Citizens Bank Park in Philly. But if I was the Phillies, I would think they'd be debuting their new outfielder tomorrow. I don't know. It's my feeling that they've been wanting to debut him ever since the beginning of the offseason. They're able to do that now. I just think it's the time that's going to be here. It's going to happen tomorrow.
John, it's just I don't think you debut him tomorrow. I don't think he really has enough time to get ready. I mean, he still hasn't taken any live batting practice versus pitchers. And, I mean, I'm not even expecting him to necessarily have done his introductory conference tomorrow. So, Bryce Harper playing tomorrow, to me it seems unlikely. I'm not even sure that Manny Machado's debuted for the Padres yet, so I think we're going to have to wait a little bit.
Either way there right now, we're going to take a quick break here on MLB Hot Stove Live for our final break of Episode 5 on Season 2, the Harper edition, as Bryce Harper has signed that 13-year, $330 million contract with the Philadelphia Phillies. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Bryce Harper, and we'll look about into the future of the Hot Stove and for the Phillies offseason. You listen to WSJP's MLB Hot Stove Live with John Pease and John Leasy. We'll be back after this quick commercial break.
I'm going back to see the Phillies back in my hometown. Back to Philadelphia before the sun goes down. Wanna get back there to the ballpark lights. I gotta see the Phillies, what a beautiful sight. Gotta go cheer them on, help them score some runs. We wanna make the Phillies number one. I want you to tell everybody that I'm leaving today. I'm going back to Philadelphia, PA. I'm going home to Philadelphia, back in old PA, to see the greatest team in the USA. Wanna laugh at the fanatic doing his thing. Wanna stand up for the anthem, hear the people sing. I love to shout, get out of here, that's one they'll never catch. I even love to do the seventh inning stretch. I wanna tell everybody that I'm on my way. I'm going back see the Phillies today. I'm going back to Philadelphia. I've been living my dream. Back to catch the Phillies. They're my favorite team. You know, I've been to the East. I've been to the West. But Philly has the team that I love the best. I can live without the Yankees and the Dodgers, it's true. You can keep old Chicago and the Red Sox, too. I'm going back to the place where the Phillies play. I'm going back to Philadelphia, PA.
The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. The Philadelphia Phillies are 2008 World Champions of Baseball. Brad Lynch does it again and stays perfect for the 2008 season. 48 for 48 in save opportunities. And let the city celebrate.
And that was Hall of Fame broadcaster Harry Callis with the final out of the 2008 World Series, where Brad Lidge got Eric Hinsky to strike out to get the final out to bring the Phillies their second World Series title.
Bring back Wheels.
Wheels is the he's the PA announcer down in Clearwater. So he will be actually the first person to say Bryce Harper's name in a Phillies lineup.
Wow. I didn't know. I just heard people talking about Wheels yesterday, and I'm like, oh, like, what a legend. But I didn't know he actually did something.
Yeah, he's the PA announcer down there in Clearwater. That's his new gig, as he has headed down in retirement down to Clearwater. When the Thrashers have their season, he does the PA there for them.
That makes sense. Yeah.
He's an absolute legend.
Yeah. Hey, man, Sarge.
He's not there. No.
Where's Sarge? What's Sarge?
I think he works with the Phillies like a special advisor in the front office or something. Just like what Larry Bola and all those kind of guys who do. Yeah. But
yeah. Sarge, the Sarge hat. His legendary hat.
I got a picture with Sarge. I have his autograph too. So that's worth a lot of money right there. If you would like to get the autograph, we can talk after the show.
I love Sarge. Like, I got the hat, the giveaway, they were giving away Sarge hats, and my favorite picture of myself, I had it. I'm wearing that hat. So
I got the Sarge shirt, the old retro shirt of Gary Matthews, the Sarge.
Gary Matthews.
What a guy. That was going back to those times when Wheels and the Sarge were on the TV broadcast with Tom McCarthy. Those were fun times to watch that. Just imagine what this could happen. Add Jimmy Rollins to this broadcast team. I think that would be a great addition.
Oh, and I think Ryan Howard, but Chris Wheeler was terrible. Let's be honest. It's just, like, funny because, like, Wheels, like, he just a legend. And Sarge, he's like Mike Schmidt. Like, Mike Schmidt's terrible on air. So's Kruk. Mike Schmidt has no idea what's going on. Mike Schmidt always asks, like, oh, the Phillies win last night. I'm like, you're the color guy. You should know this. But, yeah, those were great times. Yeah.
For sure. And then we're going to bring in Johnny Pease back into this. Pease, I just got word from Nick Matera. This Phillies spring ballpark packages are now all sold out. There are no more left to buy.
Well, John, guess who already bought his in advance? This guy right here. And, Tom, you got yours? Yeah. Philly Spring Ballpark Pass. It is an absolute steal, and for everyone that got it, you're taking a big win in this April, getting to see Bryce Harper in 16 games for only $60.
That's amazing right there. 16 games, $60. That was the spring baseball package down there for the Phillies. If you're listening in, you were hoping to get that. All those are now sold out. And, please, I haven't bought the ticket for the game that I want to go to when they play the Nationals on Jimmy Rollins Day. I found cheap tickets before, but I just can't imagine what the ticket prices are right now following this big ticket signing of Bryce Harper with the Philadelphia Phillies. And before we wrap it up here on the stove, Pete, any final thoughts on a great day for baseball here in Philadelphia?
Bryce Harper is a Philadelphia Philly. Like, I don't know what else to say. I'm excited to come back next week with the full Phillies breakdown and recap of the team, but that's going to be next week's show, obviously, as this week just got to talk about the blockbuster signing in Phillies getting Bryce Harper for 13 years. And I can't wait to go get in my car, put on the morning show, and listen to Ike talk about it.
It will be the mid to afternoon show. Ike Reese and John Marks have the afternoon show from 2 to 6 on WIP. And I certainly will be doing the same when I head out to the senior lot here at the prep to head back to Mount Laurel. But, Pete, another great week on the hot stove. Great insight. And Bryce Harper is a Philadelphia Philly.
Yep, John, and at the end of the day, the Philadelphia Phillies are the favorites to win the NL East, and the expectations are going to be on to make a playoff run.
All right, that will do it for John Pease and myself here on MLB Hot Stove Live, Episode 5 of Season 2, which has been dedicated to new Phillies outfielder Bryce Harper, who today signs a blockbuster 13-year deal worth $330 million. No opt-outs in there, no no-trade clause in that contract for Bryce Harper. Phillies fans, get ready. The Phillies are back, and they're ready to make noise in the National League East, the National League, and the entire Major League Baseball. That will do it for John and I here on the Hot Stove. Make sure to tune in to next week's show, which is now the 2019 Philadelphia Phillies breakdown show. We'll break down the entire broadcast and entire Phillies season right here on the WSJP Sports Video Network. And what a day it is to be a Phillies fan, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And there's only one way to bring this day to a close. Harry, take us home.
When you are down, lift your head off the ground. There's a lot to be learned. So look around.